close to me. And what you think? You are free. You ask me, oh, can you see? 9 months yet to understand. Now we're happy and let it be end. So now and take a chance. Tonight, tonight is mine.
And John's the gay ass.
I think Paul's fat.
Well, Ringo's a bit of all right though, isn't he?
Honest George.
Are they honest?
Yeah, of course.
We love the Beatles. We love the Beatles. George and Ringo Starr, and everyone in Britain knows how fab they are. We read about them in the papers every day. Yes, we're crazy about the Beatles, and we're proud to say we love the Beatles. We love the Beatles. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now Johnny is the leader, and he knocks us.
She lost her mind, she lost her heart when they began to play.
I wanna hold your hand.
And so my girl wrote a letter to the Beatles saying, you're so fine, you can have my love to keep. Take this heart of mine. I'd give you anything, all of my true love. But they wrote a letter back to her saying that ain't enough.
You gotta send us 25 cents for an autographed picture, $1 bill for a fan club card. And if you send it right away, you'll get a lock of hair from our St. Bernard.
Saying you misunderstood. It's you I love, it's you I want to have and hold for good. Beatles, I'd give you anything, all of my true love. But they wrote a letter back to her saying that ain't enough.
You gotta send us 25 cents for an autographed picture, $1 bill.
And furthermore,
she sent them 25 cents for an autographed picture, $1 bill for a fan club card. And what she sent in right away, she got a lock of hair from her St. Bernard. Oh, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no.
This is Teenage Tragedies with Nick Noir on BFF.fm every Friday from 11 to midnight. And I am joined for a special Beatles tribute show with some Liverpudlians.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what you say, Pudley.
I'm talking American for some reason.
Okay. Well, we also have Sally from California, who may make an appearance later and talk about her love of the Beatles and all things Liverpool-esque. So what is it like growing up in the heart of Beatlemania?
Well, to be fair, if you go into town whilst living in Liverpool, you will see complete tourists everywhere.
Right.
From all different type of nationalities as well.
Do they all have Beatle haircuts?
No, but they will always, always go over and get a picture by the John Lennon statue. And they'll go to the cavern and they'll have drinks there, or even though that's the real cavern.
Oh, it's a fake cavern.
It's a fake cavern.
It's like remade.
So anyone listening, it's fake.
Yeah? Where's the real one? It's like in your basement?
It's been closed down, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the real one's like been closed down, and there's a new one. It's like next door.
Uh-huh.
But people do, they come there.
Yeah.
And,
isn't that sad?
We know. But anyway. No, it's really good. I actually do enjoy the a lot of culture. We actually did win the Capital of Culture in 2008.
Oh, really?
Throughout the whole of England. So we won that because we have got an amazing...
It's just like the arts and music and...
Yeah, and our universities are one of the best in the countries. We've got Redbrick University. We've got a Redbrick, which is Liverpool Uni. We've got Hope, which was in like the South End. And we've also got John Moores. We've got a lot of universities throughout Liverpool. So a lot of people come to Liverpool to study as well.
To be students, wow, okay. Cool, well, yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like you have a lot more, like, Beatles pride. I mean, I imagine that it would get annoying or something, like, if you lived, but no, it sounds like a
Yeah,
a
to be fair, thing. I actually quite like the aspect of the Beatles came from Liverpool.
Yeah.
It's something that we are known for. So when
worldwide,
we go traveling,
everywhere you go,
or
San Francisco.
When we come to San Francisco, people here, we're like, oh, where are you from? And we say we're from Liverpool. And then they go, oh, the Beatles, which is quite nice.
That is cool. It's cool. Well, the show is about love of the Beatles and, you know, all these tribute songs. We had We Love the Beatles by the Vernon Girls, A Letter to the Beatles by the Four Preps, and Only 17 by the Beatlettes. These songs are basically just fan songs that people wrote out and recorded and trying to get on the bandwagon for the Beatles. But But yeah, well, we got a lot more plans, so I'm going to go back.
You should definitely put on your show the Bootleg Beatles.
The Bootleg Beatles.
They are an amazing cover of the Beatles. The best. They've actually had a slot at Glastonbury Festival.
Oh, so they're a contemporary band.
And to be fair, I've been to see them, and I'm not messing. You will literally get up and you are back in the 1960s. You are loving it. Sound like it. It's so good. So yeah, big up to the other ones, but also the Bootleg Beatles.
The Bootleg Beatles.
They're really, really good. All right,
cool. I'll check them out. Well, this is Nick Noir on BFF.fm. You are listening to Teenage Tragedies every Friday night from 11 to midnight.
Beetle-looking cats standing on the stage. Beetle-looking chicks standing in the aisle. The cats went wow. The chicks said ah. And the whole place went wow. The beetle is a little bitty cool bug. A little bitty cool Liverpool bug. Well, how kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. The beetle I wanna be. Woo. The beetle I wanna be. American? I don't think so. A little British bug from across the way talks like Southern USA. The beetle is a little bitty cool bug. A little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With how kind of funny, and he makes a lot of money. A beetle I wanna be. Ooh. A beetle I wanna be. Na 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 na. Are coming, let everybody know. One lantern if the land and two if the sea. But what about radio and TV? The beetle is a little bitty cool bug. A little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With air kind of funny and he makes a lot of money. The beetle I wanna be. The beetle I wanna be. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Look at that hair. Ain't that funny? How come them cats are making so much money? The beetle invaded from the British Isles, 'cause we couldn't see the whites of his eyes. The beetle is a little bitty cool bug. A little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With hair kind of funny and he makes a lot of money. The beetle I wanna be. Ooh. The beetle I wanna be. Remember what happened when Elvis came? One little wiggle and the whole world changed. So mamas and papas, lend me your ear. Lock up your daughter 'cause the beetle is here. The beetle is a little bitty cool bug. A little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With our kind of funny and he makes a lot of money. A beetle I wanna be. Ooh. The beetle I wanna be. Na-na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Where'd you get that haircut, man? Is that one in that pudding basin? Looks kind of like a bowl put over your head. Pudding basin.
On Friday night to have a ball, I took my girl to the music hall. The crowd was lined for blocks around. The night them four boys came to town. As we sat in that mammoth place, I saw the look upon her face. As she screamed, I boiled with rage. Her heart was up there on the stage with Ringo.
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 Ringo. With this girl of mine. Until that night our love was fine. Now I call her on the phone. She says she'd rather be alone. She listens to her hi-fi set and digs that guy she never met. My picture stood beside her bed. Now a new one's there instead. It's Ringo.
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 I didn't see her for quite a while. I thought I'd better change my style. I got some drums and tried to play. I practiced on them night and day. I wore rings on each hand. I even formed a swinging band. My rings, my drums, my spot of tea. I learned all this so I could be like Ringo.
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 I let my hair grow long like his, pretending I was in showbiz. They called my mother up to school. They said I must have blown my cool. They said your son is acting bad. He thinks he is the English lad. But I didn't care about disgrace. If only I could take the place of Ringo. Ringo.
Ringo.
Then came the night I can't forget, the night when once again we met. And as I looked, to my surprise, I saw the tears come to her eyes. She said her foolish fling had passed, and now I knew the truth at last. 'Cause between her sighs, her sobs, her moans, she said she loved the Rolling Stones, not Ringo. Ringo.
Ringo. Everything you asked of me, I did, John. From holding hands to living in a sunlight submarine. And you were something special when you said, John, that you had more disciples than to clean. John, I loved you when we both were flowers. But putting down your guru brought confusion and regret.
John, I love you, but you went to.
Picture. My mind retires to the place it was before you came. I love the things you showed me up till now, John. But since that picture, I don't think my love will be the same.
John.
talking to that boy again, gonna let you down,
lose that girl,
and leave you flat,
gonna let you down and leave you flat,
because I told you before, you can't do that.
Hard is night.
It's the second time I caught you talking to him. I got to tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. Everybody's green, sha-la-la, ooh, 'cause I'm the one who stole your love. But if it's seen, sha-la-la, ooh, me talking that way, they laugh in my face, son. Please listen to me if you wanna stay.
Would you like to know?
I can't help this feeling, I go out of my mind. Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, you can't be leaving yesterday.
Du wusstest nicht.
This is Teenage Tragedies, and you're listening to BFF.FM. I am Nick Noir, and I am joined in the studio by two Liverpudlians. Becca.
Hi.
And Haley. Haley's shy, so
sounds
she's
like
not
Radio
on the...
Sounds like Radio 1, where, like, someone's in the background.
So, Becca, you were saying that the house that you grew up in Liverpool, your parents had, a bar in the front that they dedicated.
So, when I was about 11, my mum and dad decided to turn our front room into a bar. Which was
it's like a midlife crisis thing.
Maybe I don't know.
We need to drink more. I'm converting the front of the house into a bar,
definitely,
for my friends.
Yeah, we've got quite a sociable family anyway, so we were like, oh, it would be nice if we could all drink and socialise in one place. And then I think my mum decided that it was going to be like a Beatles inspired type of bar, so they changed into the Vavan Cultures. We had a bar which came out, and then there was no pumps, but we had optics with different brandy, vodka.
Pumps are our taps.
Yeah, taps. Okay. We didn't have taps, but we had all the optics.
Optics are loose beers.
No, what you'd push up on to. You don't do it you don't even actually. So it'd be a bottle of vodka on the
oh,
wall.
Oh, and then you just push the shot glass into
and it pushes it.
Okay,
yeah, it pushes it. So we had all that down one wall, and me and Haley both had our fair shares.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, geez,
parties.
You've got a tween daughter, and you open a bar. So I don't know,
anytime,
what do you think is going to happen?
Anytime your mum and dad would go out, it'd be partying. Party in my house, in Rebecca's house.
And
so
the Beatles memorabilia.
People would always buy me mum and dad for Christmas something that was an expensive Beatles memorabilia or something that meant something, not something that you could just buy offhand. It had to be something that had to be
something special.
Yeah, something authentic.
Oh,
so it had to go into.
This is a museum.
Yeah,
legit artifacts.
An art, seriously, it was taken seriously in our house.
This is
in the Bertolo household, the Beatles were taken seriously.
Somebody would save Lennon's toothbrush or what was the
not
that
far.
Gross.
No, we're that far, but we did have a few Polaroids that were at the bottom of a poster that my dad's best friend gave to my mum for Christmas one time, and we had posters. It was fun, but then it sort of died out, so we changed it now. But the Beatles memorabilia we've kept hold of.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah,
yeah, we did.
Put it on eBay, but yeah, no. if it's in a box. Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. So you just grew up surrounded by it.
Yeah, well, I suppose being from Liverpool, that's what you do get.
Yeah.
And having a mum. My mum was born in 1964, so it wasn't the mid, amazing part of the Beatles, where I'd say maybe my nan was part of it.
Right, in Beatlemania.
Yeah, Beatlemania. My nan could drink and go out and party, whereas my mum was younger, but she... Look, my nan had my mum quite young, so my mum looked up to my nan and seeing all this amazing music and amazing lifestyle and the flamboyance and everything that was amazing about it. So my mum grew up with
it. Oh, that's cool. And then passed it on to you.
And then she did. She passed it on to me and my sister. We both love the Beatles. The White Album is probably my favourite.
That's also your favourite?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, when I was 17, it was when it was the year... 2000, and we all thought that the planes were going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah, and like the computers were going to break.
And we were so bored waiting for the end of the world, and we were just sitting there and like nothing's happening. And so we were just playing the White Album backwards. And like smoking joints, waiting for the world to end, and it was
maybe
great. It was actually a really good experience.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Yeah. Yeah, I think a few joints might have been smoked in your mom's bar.
In your mom's bar.
Sorry, mom.
That's so yeah. Actually, you know, side note: Stavros, who has the show on before mine, he had a like an honest to God speakeasy in his basement from Prohibition times. Like it was like leftover. People would hide in his basement to drink.
Really?
When it was illegal in the States.
When it was legal, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like the Great Depression.
Yeah, and there were like handprints like that people had put on the walls from like when they were
really
heavy
that's,
drinkers
that's
there.
Spooky, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Anyway, we played too many songs to talk about, but you know, Frankenstein meets the Beatles. We had a couple of Beatles tracks in German. Those were actually Beatles songs. We had a couple of jaunty kind of Western type tunes. You like
sounds
that one,
cool.
Becca, right? Like
yeah.
the Ringo stuff where it
yeah,
was
yeah, Ringo.
All...
Well, to be fair, my boyfriend's nan used to go out with... My boyfriend's nan's sister used to go out with Ringo Starr.
Oh, hey.
And he's meant to be an asshole.
Oh, Richard Starkey? He's not a cool guy?
No, he's meant to be an asshole.
Okay. You have to whisper
although
that
did,
because of Liverpool,
Liverpool
pride.
Only because he dissed Liverpool. He was like saying bad things about Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him then.
Yeah. So yeah. If you listen to Ringo Starr, screw you, man.
Hey, man. Screw you.
Screw you.
Do your best telling somebody off.
Hey, man. Screw you. Yeah, man. Yeah. You see that? Yeah. Screw you.
You've learned a lot in the States.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
up the SF.
Up the SF. Does anybody say that?
I do.
Up your SF.
No. No, it was like up the SF. Up San Francisco.
Oh, like big up. Like
yeah,
big
like big up,
we,
up
yeah,
San Fran.
We don't really say that in the States.
Yeah, I do this.
Big up your SF. And people might misunderstand you if you said that. What big do you want to... I mean, this is San Francisco. Anyway, this is Teenage Trashy. It's on BFF.fm. It's Nick Noir and Becca and Haley having a good time with some Beatles material every Friday from 11 to midnight.
Don't tell me you can't do it. Come on. Come on, make up your mind. There's really nothing to it. Come on, let's try it one more time. I said shake, I mean shake it. Ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo. So fine, oh yeah, and now you're mine, oh yeah, I'm happy, so happy all the time. So tell me you can do it, come on, let's work it out, there's really nothing to it, come on, we're gonna jump and shout and we'll shake, I mean shake it, ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo. Shake it.
Mm-hmm. came to Britain just a little while back with my rawhide jacket and my 10-gallon hat. Things were quiet, not much going on, no riots or nothing. Then the Beatles came along, put up the crash barriers. Take a deep breath, run for cover. No need to tell you what happened to these boys. They thought up a sound, some say a noise. It ain't too sweet, it ain't too rough, but it's right for the times. Times are tough. If you ain't a Beatle, that is. Guess they ain't doing so bad. Hit record here and there. Now, when you look at all them photographs and things, there's one thing's clear, aside from Ringo and his rings. These guys between them, they sure got some hair. I'm losing mine. Don't seem fair. Tried all kinds of things. Nothing works. Guess I'll get me a toupee. Beatle style. What else? Now my daughter, as a rule, is quiet as a mouse, and you'd hardly ever know she was around the house. But when them Beatles start giving out, she takes on to hollering and starts to shout. Jumps clean out of her pram. Shakes her rattle like a football fan. Doggone. 9 months old and Beatle crazy. Well, I figured one day that I ought to know just what happens at a Beatles show. So I phoned for tickets and the fella said, fine, we've got two here for 1989. So I took them, had them framed, hung on the wall. Might sell out if the price is right. Now there's beetles in the bathtub, beetles on the floor, and there's a couple now crawling through my door. Beetles in the waste pipe and beetles in the sink, and them beetles are smarter than some folks think. Can't shake them loose. Would somebody pass the DDT? They're still there. George, John, Ringo, and Paul. Think I'll head back to the hills. See y'all.
I'll let you take me by the hand. sleep empire. I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand. When I fly in your window, just let me bite your head. It's so delicious that my thirst I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand.
Looks just like a little mutt. Beetle boy, beetle boy, beetle boy.
Whoa. My family's in a state of shock. Since I left at a barber shop. My sister fainted on the stairs. But really, I don't care. The neighbor's gonna call the cops. But I wear my beetle head and I won't stop. I'm gonna wear my beetle head. And I don't care.
like a bat. I wear my Beatle haircut and I won't stop. The school board's on pins and needles. They don't want the students looking like Beatles. Why don't they understand? It's the happiest thing in the land. The neighbors gonna call the cops. But I wear my Beatle haircut and I won't stop. Why don't they like my haircut? I just can't understand. Stuck on the next